Todd Monken named Deshaun Watson the Week 1 starting quarterback on Monday, and our last episode pointed the other way. We told you the competition finally produced separation, and it ran in one direction: Shedeur Sanders' direction. Monken watched the same August and made the opposite call, per Scott Petrak at Brown Zone. The competition was close, and Watson gives the offense the best chance to move the ball and score points in the opener in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. He cited the full body of work over the course of offseason, to training camp, to the games, met with each quarterback individually, and said of Sanders, "He was awesome, understands what's really in front of him. More of a long-term decision." Asked whether fan opinion factored into the pick, Monken said, "Absolutely not." The countercase came a day later. Petrak's own analysis argued the decision doesn't make sense for present or future. Watson turns 31 next month, is in the final year of his contract, hasn't played at a Pro Bowl level since 2020, and was outplayed by Sanders through camp and the preseason. Zachary Perellas at CBS Sports called the pick the wrong one, even if it's right in a football sense. "Both readings are on the record. We're reporting them, not picking one." Watson, for his part, walked back his comments about the fans who booed him. "My emotions got the best of me, and my comments weren't intended to go at any of the fans around the city," and said he wants to give the city something to think about in the first two games. The quarterback room behind him got thinner in a way nobody previewed. Dylan Gabriel started the preseason finale and went 12 of 15 for 186 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half of a 37-13 win over the Patriots, per Petrak, then went on injured reserve at Sunday's cutdown with a back injury, designated for return, out at least the first four games. Petrak reported Gabriel didn't throw during Saturday's receiver drills and that the injury's timing is unclear. Rookie sixth-rounder Talen Green, who ran for 66 yards on 8 carries and went 5 of 7 in the same finale, is the number 3 quarterback, per Petrak. Luke Fleurieu caught 2 of Gabriel's touchdowns, per Petrak. So the season opens with Watson starting, Sanders 1 snap away, a sixth-round rookie 3rd, and Gabriel eligible to return after 4 games. Before the ledger, a correction we owe you. Our last episode described Alex Wright carted off the joint practice with an apparent left calf injury and no diagnosis reported. The diagnosis arrived the same day that episode published: a torn Achilles, season over, injured reserve, and the Browns signed veteran end Derek Barnett to a 1-year deal in direct response, both per Petrak. Cedric Tillman moved the other way from where we left him too, from remain out to gone. The Browns waived the receiver Thursday, per the team's transactions log, and Petrak's accounting was blunt. A 2023 third-round pick with 71 catches, 833 yards, and 5 touchdowns in 38 games, undone by injuries and inconsistency, with a $3.62 million non-guaranteed salary and the drafting of KC Conception and Denzel Boston making him expendable. Cleveland claimed cornerback Mekhi Blackmon off waivers from Indianapolis the same day, per the log. Friday brought a 16-player trim Petrak described as having no real surprises. And Sunday, the team announced its initial 53 on its website, waiving 16 more and terminating the contracts of Miles Bryant, Sam Kamara, and D'Angelo Ross. Among the waived, Fleurieu, the mentor, and Kent State local, fresh off his 2-touchdown finale. "I feel like I did everything I could. I have no regrets," he said, per Petrak. Rookie tight end Joe Royer went to the reserve Dutch non-football illness list with a return designation, per Petrak. No Andrew Berry press conference appears in any coverage we can attribute this week. The battles Petrak framed before the finale mostly resolved with the 53. Corey Bajorquez won the punting job, with Nick Constantino cut Friday and Wes Paul on Sunday, and the number 3 quarterback question settled by Gabriel's injury rather than a decision. One battle is explicitly still open. Rookie Austin Barber moved from tackle to right guard and is pushing veteran Tevin Jenkins for the starting job, per Petrak, and Monken declined to close it. Tevin has the advantage, obviously, as the veteran player, but we still have this week. I don't think it's done yet. The health ledger moved, mostly toward the field. Linebacker Carson Schwesinger returned to practice after missing nearly a month, per Petrak, and declared himself fully back Saturday. Monken's read, per Petrak. He He just kind of grows on you. Defensive tackle Malik Collins cleared his medical exam Monday and came off the active, physically unable to perform list, per the transactions log. Harold Fannin Jr., Parker Brailsford, and Quinshon Judkins all made the 53 per the team's announcement, though no return to practice report we can cite exists for Brailsford, or a dated one for Judkins, so the roster listing is all we can attribute. Isaiah Bond is the entry we can't square. Our OG 23 episode carried, per the team's website, that he'd cleared concussion protocol. Petrak's OG 29 practice notes listed him among non-practicers with a concussion. The team's Sunday announcement has him on the 53. His week one availability is an open question. Back in July, we previewed Cleveland as a team closing its famous gap the painful way. Schedule and bounce math arguing the record rises, the post-Garrett, post-Schwartz defense arguing the specialness leaves. With one question the 2026 season exists to answer. Whether the improved team has a quarterback. Camp built toward an answer and Cut Day delivered one, just not the one August's field evidence pointed to. The separation we reported was real, and the job went to the other guy, with the Beat's lead reporter arguing the pick fails on present and future terms and the coach standing on command of the offense. The July question didn't close. It got a name attached and a start date. What to watch next? Waivers clear and the practice squads form behind them. Petrak reports the Browns plan to sign eligible cut players once that happens, with no names confirmed. So where Tillman, Fleuria, and the rest actually land is the next episode's job. Beyond that, whether Jenkins or Barber takes the first snap at right guard, and where Bond's status lands by the first injury report. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFLverse.